Psalms chapter 23. Meet with us, Lord. I don't really know whether to preach or not. That don't make me nervous. I just want to be obedient. This scripture is so familiar that it seems like I couldn't say anything new about it. But I am one of the participants in this chapter. And so, I know a lot about it. I know the shepherd. And I'm a sheep. And have been a long time. And I've been through every one of these things that David talks about, the shepherd and the sheep. Not but two people mentioned in here, the shepherd and the sheep. I'm tempted to bleat like a sheep. I'm so familiar with what goes on here that I look at this and cry, "That's me, Lord, that's me, Lord, that's me, Lord." One of the hardest things you ever shall do is to be able to say of a truth, "The Lord is my shepherd." That'll break you down. I mean, to really mean that, you can't be normal. I mean, to give your life, all of your being to Jesus Christ is more than you can handle by yourself. Whew! Now, I've been a sheep since 1951, as far as I know. But the Lord's known about it all the time. In His knowledge, He knew that I would be a sheep. I hope you will get that. But I know the day and the hour when it happened to me. And God changed my nature to a sheep's nature. And if the Lord is not your shepherd, it is not the shepherd's fault. And He's been through every dark valley that you've been through, and searched it out and marked it for you and put it in the scriptures where the pitfalls are and said, "Here and here and here." And still we stumble. There's never been a shepherd like this. Never been a sheep like you. All them sheep are different. And He's the shepherd of them all. And that the shepherd is something to behold. He's almighty. And we belong to Him, of those of us that have been born again. We belong to Him. He bought us. And now I thank you, my If Milton theology is right, if his blood is what did the job, and if blood is where the life is, somewhere or other in this sheep part of me, there's just a little millionth of a drop of blood of the Lord Christ shepherd in me, and I can never die. Every sheep has eternal life because of his blood. Not by any works that I've done, but what he's done. And I've got full confidence in my shepherd. Full confidence. That means I can lay down in green pastures and be at peace. Not worry about the wolves. I hope I can get this over to you. It's so deeply ingrained in me. My wife said, you need to quit this business of saying you don't worry. They think you're a lion. They'll lose confidence in you. But I got so much confidence in him. Why should I worry and fret? He's my shepherd. And if he gave his life for me, he's not going to let everything in this world get the best of me. You jump on me and my big brother will get you. My shepherd will take care of you. And so here is a tie that cannot be broken. The relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. The first thing he does to his sheep is to master them. Now that's a job. Nobody but God can do it. To master them. And I'll tell you, there's still stripes on me. From his, I hate to say anything related to God is an effort. He don't try to do anything. But if you're normal, there's stripes on you tonight, and maybe some today to master you. You're not just wandering around here, going from one pastor to another, and doing as you please. The shepherd won't allow that. You don't dress like you want to, and talk like you want to, and shun the whippings of the shepherd. God help me tonight to get into this. I don't know how tight it's going to get, but I'll tell you, if you want to testify, go ahead. And if it's of God, I'll let you do it. But I want to tell you that if you're one of God's sheep, you ain't going to be no trouble to the man of God that's the under-shepherd at your church and get by with it. You won't cause no trouble in the flock. All them old sheep had caused trouble. My daddy had a button cow. She is on the truck to market the next week. Are y'all hearing me? There's order in this flock. God's flock. There's order. And if I could just get it to you like God's made me understand it. The workings of God's flock. There's food for them to eat. That's one of the two or three things they've got to have to survive. And I'll tell you that a domesticated sheep cannot survive without a shepherd. They'll every one die. And you cannot survive without Jesus Christ, your shepherd. You cannot survive and will not. Master, can you? Has he got you mastered yet? I've seen that. Well, I better not say that, I guess. You'd get mad at me. All right, I will. I've seen folk here that I don't think's mastered yet.
I tell you, you hear me tonight. This ain't no play business. If you're one of God's sheep, you're not just wandering around and going where you please and eating what you want to and living like you want to. At least it ain't worked with me and my shepherd. I tell you, by His stripes we're healed. God, my shepherd, is running the flock. You're not just a loose mule running around. If you're the shepherd, oh, can you get it? There's control, there's control. He masters them. Before you can ever be a real Christian, you'll have to bow to your shepherd and say whatever you want. He masters them, and then He marks them. There's something about every one of His sheep that shows they're His sheep. Oh, yes. When they had pulled in them the flocks of sheep from off of them deserts, the wilderness, and come in at night to the sheepfold, there'd be no telling how many herds of sheep in there. And the porter, he's the one that they've all put in charge, you know, of the night. And them shepherds, they'll go off and wherever to their house right there and over here and over there, place to stay. And the porter lays down in the gate. And the only way the true shepherds can get in is to come in here to the porter and say, I'm shepherd so-and-so, and these are my sheep. And if there's anybody trying to climb the wall, they'll get hurt. Oh, yes. And all night long, they've got a guard on them. Can you hear me tonight? In your valley, in the night seasons, there's a guard over you. He never slumbers nor sleeps. He belongs to us, and we belong to Him. In the Old Testament, how the sheep were slaughtered for the shepherd. In the New Testament, the shepherd was slaughtered for the sheep. He loves you. Not suffer you to be tortured by the devil. You stay around where the good shepherd is, and he's obligated by himself to take care of you. From the big things to the little things. And I've seen folk around who look like they got a... I'm supposed to be able to tell that you're a Christian. That you're one of God's sheep. If I stay around you, if I meet you and never met you before, and all you can do is talk vulgar and talk about what you're going to do, and then later on I'll tell you I'm a preacher and you'll say I'm a Christian too. I lead singing over to church. I'm going to say you're a goat. He marks them. Do you look like a sheep? The descriptions in here, the way you ought to go about, is in this book. And it's a rule book. I'll be done after a while and I'm going into Kentucky in the morning. But I felt like I ought to tell you about this tonight. But I can't just go. I look like somebody. Are you hearing me? I don't want to get in it really plainer than that, but my Lord, tonight, we ought to look like something. When we stand before the congregation, we ought to look like a Christian. Amen. We sing in the choir, we ought to be clean. Are you hearing me tonight? And dress like ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, if you can do all of that and never feel any condemnation, I'm worried about whether you're a sheep or not. And then he ministers to his sheep. If he can get you mastered and get you marked up, he'll minister to you. Don't tell me you can waller in the mud hole and expect God to give you what you need and bless you and keep everything dangerous away from you. He's just a blessing and a help in them that'll look like and act like God's youngins. Amen. Ministers to you. Oh, the experiences I've had of God just ministering to me. Just little old tidbits in the night helping me. Talking to my soul. I think about 5 times now God spoke to me audibly. And you say, I don't believe that. I don't care. I'm just telling you what's happened to me. I'm talking about something I can hear with my ears in the night season. That I know it wasn't man, it is God. And he's a ministering to me. To doing things, cleaning out the road ahead of me. People that intended to do harm to me. Moved them out of the way. I just thought I told my wife today. I said, I want to tell you this amazing thing happened to me. God spoke to me. I woke up, I guess it was night before last. And the Lord in my soul said, I want you to give so much. And I said, all right, yes, sir. I remember you're my shepherd. So, some way or another, it'll not be a problem. And lo and behold, and I'm telling you this now to talk to you about how God, which the shepherd will minister to you. I put my trousers on to come to church and reached in my pocket and a whole lot of money there. And it like $5 being what he wanted me to give. And I said, well, I don't never remember anything like it. But then me being me, I said, where's the $5 at? And lo and behold, yesterday morning, when I put my other trousers on to come to church, I reached in this pocket, and there's a $5 bill in there. Y'all believe that? I want you to. Now, I'm just talking about little old things, but that impresses me. I mean, God doing things. I'm one of his youngins and a sorry one, but I know things that's of the Lord. I guess I was in, it may have been Florida. I'm not sure where I was. My wife called me and said, there's a little old house over here going for sale and it's going to go cheap. And I kind of think we all, and we'd been over there and looked where the sign was, and I'd seen the house. And I said, why, yeah, just take my son over there with you. I don't want you bidding on nothing. Women get excited and give $1 million for a $10 thing. I said to you, and you just go ahead if it'll go right, you know. And in the night season, believe it or not, God spoke to me audibly and said, don't bid on the house. I still don't really know why. But they might have got excited. That house went for a mansion price. And they might have rent me. It wouldn't have had to build much. But I believe in the shepherd. And would it be wrong for me to expect him to see to me? Would it be wrong for me to have faith in him that if I'll put it all on him and believe in faith, believing that he'll do it for me? He may not do it tonight. He may not do it tomorrow. And whether he ever does do it or not, for my good. If you hear me next week dying out with cancer, you say Romans 8 and 28, it worked out for Brother Hanley's betterment to die early. But I'm going to tell you this, for this sheep, you can speak for yourself. The worst thing for you is to kill me. You ain't gonna help yourself there. Before my blood clots, I'll be hollering around the throne of God and bleating like a sheep. Bless his name. Hannah, he ministers to him. Has he ever ministered to you? Would you raise your hand? Do you remember when he walked in your path with you? I told you before, they run me off from that little old church down there. They didn't really run me off, but they did. They didn't say go, but they did. You know what I mean. They got angry at me because I said that they ought none of them have a television. I walked out that night, my children, my wife in front of me, and I was kind of afraid of them. I'm talking about a Baptist church. And got in my car, started up the road. I was crying. I thought I was done as early in my ministry, you know. My wife was crying. My kids didn't know why we was crying, but it made them cry. I got up around Glasgow, Kentucky, and got on 31 North, and I felt an arm go around me, and it wasn't my wife nor my children. Said it'll be all right. But I went home and laid down on my bed, because I just knew in my heart I was ruined. My reputation of getting run off. And way down on the bottom spring of my heart, down in there, I heard a bloop, 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 bloop. And God said it'll be all right. I'd rather have that than all the preachers beating me on the back and saying, go on, preacher, go on. He'll minister to you in the night seasons when it looks like the sun will never shine anymore. Some of you have called me weeping in the night. We prayed together. Spent time on our knees together, praying, asking for the mercies of God. Sometimes it came, sometimes it didn't. But I want to say again, it's all in the workings of God Almighty. If you can ever get a hold of that, see, that's the hardest thing to accept. It's easy as long as you think, well, if I ask the shepherd, he's going to give me everything I want. He'll definitely give you everything you need. But he's a wise shepherd. And I'm thanking God tonight. I'm thanking God I haven't got everything I prayed for in life. I can see now some of the things I prayed for would have sunk me if I'd have got them. I wonder how it is with you tonight. A sheep wants food. Gotta have food. And if you'll stay around where he's at, he'll supply it. And the most important thing for you to have is the preaching of the Word of God. Now you listen to me. Every man with a Bible under his arm will not feed you. Every man with a King James Bible will not feed you. Every man with a King James Bible in the pulpit will not feed you. Every man that's preaching over a mourner's bench, hooping and a hollering, educated or uneducated, will not feed you. But somewhere there's an old man of God who's specified to be your under-shepherd, and he'll give exactly what you need. The vitamins and the minerals will be right there for you exactly to sustain you. you may not like it. I didn't like everything Mama fixed, but she said eat it anyway. I find out it's the best thing for me. If I'd have eaten what I wanted to, I'd have never eaten anything but apple jelly. If you ain't careful, you'll just want the dainties for you. But if you'll just say, Lord, if you put it on the table, I'm going to eat it. He'll not put anything poison on your table. I'm amazed. I thought about the man of God that's preaching today, Brother Billy. What's his last name? Brother Billy Chambers. I sat back there to myself and I said, you know, Lord, I love that. You say, boy, that's awful plain. So is cornbread. And I'm going to just tell you the truth. That's the right kind. You say, I don't like it. Eat something else then. I want more of it. And he wants freedom from pests. That sheep wants freedom from pests.
I do too, don't you?
Did you know there's pests around the sheep? And some of them your kin folks? That'll aggravate you to death. Irritate and bite and sting. But the Lord's got a slaughter. I never thought of that before. Woo! And he'll help keep us free from pests. I had three ladies to stand against me strong in my ministry. Well, two of them died just right quick, and last I heard of the other, she was walking up and down the road. Didn't know where she was and who she was. You say, are you saying, preacher? I'm a saying. And I ain't go up and down the road of bragging about it and saying, don't mess with me, God will kill you. I don't know what God's going to do. If you cuss me and God gives you a new Cadillac tomorrow, ain't none of my business. I hope you get that real good. You ain't running God's business and I ain't either. And he ain't going to swat who you think he ought to swat. I had to live a long time to learn some of this. I had to learn to be a sheep. Nah. Nah. You say, preacher, you're foolish. Well, I'm old, I guess, and maybe a little foolish, but I love my shepherd. Through many a dark valley, over hill and vale. There's people here tonight that's been with me a long time. Seen things roll over me. A lot of them people are dead now. They're gone. Some here and some yonder. And sometimes I'm a little crippled, but I'm still in the pastor of my Lord. Some of you in here tonight's walked a more difficult road than me. Ain't none of you can brag on yourself tonight. God sustained you. You laid and wept and wet your pillow when nobody knew you was weeping, especially you men of God and your wives tonight. For people you tried to help and tried to help, and they spit on you. Thank you, my God, for being my shepherd.
Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. He's got a good record. He really has. Now listen, and I'm about done tonight. I just really felt like bragging on my shepherd tonight. See, I know that my shepherd's your shepherd too. We're sheep and we're brothers and sisters. A fella told me he went to Israel and was riding one of them buses like they do and the tour guide's on there. And somebody hollered and said, wait a minute, slow down, slow down. They slowed down and that, there's a bunch of sheep out there and there's about half a running and there's a man behind them beating them with a stick, driving them here and yonder and beating them with a stick. And they said, guide, what's the matter here? Said, we've always been taught to believe that the shepherd leads the sheep. What's he doing? And he studied him a minute and seen close his wire and he said, he's the butcher. He's driving them to the slaughterhouse. My shepherd leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. When I laid all night in the floor and said, why, Lord? Got up and laid down in the bed. Did you not know I told you the other night the Lord said He'd make your bed? Did you ever feel Him fluffing your pillow? Woo! He maketh me lie down in green pastures. That word make there is almost a forceful word. He restoreth my soul. Leads me beside the still waters. You know, sheep won't drink out of a bubbling stream. That's what they tell me. They won't have still waters. I don't like trouble, do you? I can't get much help when there's trouble around. God wants peace in the flock all the time. And it can be if you just will say, whatever the shepherd said. Whatever the shepherd said. Whatever the shepherd said. If you got an under-shepherd that you call to be your shepherd, if he's God's man, be still and let him run things. And if he's doing wrong according to the Scriptures, get rid of him and get you a man that you can trust to follow, not you, follow the Bible. And then when he's following the Bible, get in line. Amen. I'm trying to help you, preachers. Say amen right there. Amen. Well, are you glad of your shepherd? Hope you can say the Lord is my possessive pronoun, my shepherd. Now there's some of you in here tonight are struggling. I'm not going to frown at you. Some of you having a time with this thing. Some things are going on in your life. You need the touch of the shepherd tonight. I've been there. We've been there. When we said, Lord, 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 Lord. I want you to know He knows. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger will they not follow. I'm going to give you sheep an invitation tonight. You've got some things you need to say to Him. He'll never leave you or never forsake you. He loves you better than your mom and daddy and your husband and your wife. If If you're down and out tonight, He wants to really minister to you. I'm so happy with Him. I really am. He's been ever more good to me. I've never had a headache in my life. You think I don't thank Him for that? I feel like running tonight, you know, just taking off and running for the fun of it. Now, don't misunderstand me. Time I got to the highway, you might have to come and get me, but I'm telling you what I feel like. He's reached way down on the inside of me and whispered to my soul, "Don't you think He's the shepherd that's got a stick of walking around the following you and saying, 'Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.'" I used to preach yonder in the garden when Adam and Eve was out yonder hiding in the bushes. And God come walking in the cool of the evening, knowing what they had done. And He said, "Where are you, Adam?" But I don't believe that now, since I've got to know Him better. I believe He said, "Adam, where art thou?" Everybody stand, please. I give you what He told me to give you.